Good morning to all the members of the select committee. Good morning to the support staff, and let me also acknowledge the I'm not sure, Marcel, whether we have honorable deputy minister or minister in the absence, to acknowledge them, and then also to acknowledge the department and to welcome you to the finalizing this process of the GBV amendment bill.
Excuse me, Chairperson. Excuse me, Chair. We are still waiting for members to connect. We only have yourself and Mr. Baha at this moment.
All right.
Maybe we should give another 2 minutes or so, Chair.
No, you just indicate then.
I'll do that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Good morning. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all the members in the Select Committee meeting of the NCOP Health and Social Services. Also to welcome the support staff and also to acknowledge the department. And if any the deputy minister or honorable deputy minister or minister are present, but if they are not present, in their absence, to thank them for the previous engagement. So we will have specific in terms of the outstanding. We did receive the presentation in the last meeting, which we had a technical problem that we could not continue with the meeting. Therefore, we will have now immediately, just to give 1 or 2 minutes to department if there's anything that they have left out, and then immediately give to the members to have questions and clarities, and then have then in terms of a way forward in terms of adopting the bill. Can we invite the department?
Thank you very much, Chair. It is the Director General, Mekateko Maluleke. The last time when we couldn't proceed, we were at page 19. However, there are 26 pages. Also, I would like to indicate that some of the questions, they are repetitive. So page 19, the issue of whether the minister has developed a guideline or not. It says the bill doesn't clearly stipulate mechanisms in place for intergovernmental coordination. The bill provides for this, that, as you can see in 5.1, in our response, we're saying clause 5.1 provides for the mechanism, but not only that, clause 24, subsection 1, B, and C provides for that. Can we go to clause 20? Page 20, sorry. It's a continuation. It talks about the recommendation that they submit that the bill must be sent back for appropriate stakeholder engagement. I indicated the last time that the portfolio committee extended for a week, indicating that those people who want to make inputs or who want to be consulted further, they are giving them an opportunity, but none submitted the inputs. It's just that. Page 21 is the same. I won't go through it because it's talking to the regulations. It says the recommendation, it is our submission that failure to indicate when the regulations should be drafted for the implementation of the bill within an X amount of time is likely to have an impact on the rollout. However, the bill indicates that minister, at the request of the board, will develop the regulations because they need to be able to be responsive to the need of what exactly needs to be regulated. So we think it is sufficient. Page 22. Establishment of the gender-based violence fund and its architecture. It was raised earlier on, and we indicated that the national treasury was the one that said we cannot, it needs a separate bill, not it to be included in the National Council on Gender-Based Violence bill. So it's not going to be included. It was included, but it has been removed, as I said, that because of the advice of the National Treasury. I was on page 22. Can we go to page 23? It's a continuation. So I'll skip it and go to page 24. And it's the issue of the percentage of government and civil society. The national strategic plan says civil society should be 51%, government 49% representation. However, the portfolio committee included departments that are critical that were not there. So it changed what was in the national strategic plan. Now government is 51% and civil society is 49%. But also the portfolio committee was really worried that you can't have civil society deciding on the matters of the finances for government and voting government out always. So government should be 51%. I think we can go to page 26. It says there's a need, page 26, there's a need to allocate the additional seats to government departments. There's no need to allocate additional seats to government. However, the government departments that have been included are critical: basic education, COPTA for coordination, because they are in the provinces. So there is a need to add all those departments. And the MPA. I think I can submit our presentation to the select committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DG Maluleke, for the presentation on the responses from the department on the submissions that was received by the select committee. Then I will then give to members any questions for clarities, if there are any clarities from the members. And also from my side, DG, is that in terms of the submission, is that there are no amendments.
Amendments to this amendment to this National Council on Gender-Based Violence.
Yes, DG.
No, there are no amendments.
Okay, thank you, DG. We still with the members for clarities. Phone leg, I think, is Honorable Chabeleng. Honorable Chabeleng? Phone Alec?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Thanks, Chair. And sorry, I'm driving. I'm in between receptions. I heard during the first day of the presentation that the bill was tagged as a 75, Section 75 bill. But the reasons were not given why it is a Section 75 bill when it's actually dealing with matters that are, you know, attended to by municipalities and the provinces. So I just wanted to know what is the rationale behind the Section 75. Thank you. A reason was not given.
DG?
Sorry. Yeah, I will request Nondumiso, if she can fly, the reasons given by the joint taking committee, because I explained the last time that the state law advisor indicated that they insist that it's Section 75. When we got to the portfolio committee, we indicated that civil society says it must be Section 76. The portfolio committee also gave reasons why it should be Section 76. And then the joint taking committee had to be requested in order to assist, and the joint taking committee also insisted, it's flighted here. The Office of the Chief State Law Advisor takes the bill as a Section 75 bill, which is an ordinary bill not affecting provinces, on the basis that the bill provides for the establishment of the council. The council is a national council, which is mandated to provide strategic leadership on elimination of gender-based violence and femicide. It is noted that clause 22 of the bill does prescribe norms and standards for the coordination of provincial and local gender-based violence and femicide working groups that are already in existence. They are not going to establish new structures, but it's going to provide for the coordination of existing structures. The prescription of these national standards and the coordination of these provincial and local working groups, however, accords with the posting of the council as providing strategic leadership at national level.
Thank you, DG. Those are the reasons provided by the department for the bill not to be 76 but be a 75. Any clarities from the members?
Yes, Chair, it's Baha.
Yes, Honorable Baha.
Yes, Chair, I just want to get clarity. I might have missed this part in terms of the 51% that the presenter has just made, in terms of the 51% of civil society and 49% of government. Has it now been turned around for the government to be 51 and civil society 49? Because mine is that in such a bill, government should be playing the leading role and have an upper hand in terms of representation. So has that now been turned around to the 51-49%? That's just the clarity that I'm looking for. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable DG.
Sorry, Chair. Yes, it has been turned around. Government is 51%, civil society is 49%.
Thank you, DG. Any further clarities, members? Okay. Honorable Christian.
Thank you very much, Chief. Chairperson, I just want to know, just a clarity. One of the stakeholders had also mentioned that there's no adequate governing body to maintain impartiality. I just want to know if the department had a look at that, or if there's any comment or perspective that they have regarding the impartiality, you know, or the creation of a governing body. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, DG.
The board of the council will be the governing body, because the council will function through the secretariat. And the board is going to be appointed by parliament, not by the Department of Women. So I think that will give impartiality, because parliament also will appoint from nominations and all those. So that will really ensure that there's impartiality, but also there's equal representation, or there's equitable representation of all interests.
Thank you, DG. Any further clarity from the members? Any further clarities? If no, let me then share with the committee, select committee, on the message that I received from the legal advisor. The legal advisor, Advocate Lewis, who made an apology. The advice is as follows, is that I have looked through the document presented by the DG. I don't see any issues with their responses. We worked very closely with them in the PC phase. So we are one mind on the scope and purpose of the bill. If Chair, it will be okay with that, as assurance that our office is in agreement with the department's responses. And please excuse me for not being able to join the committee. So that is from the legal advisor, Advocate Lewis. So I just shared that with the committee so that we know that we did receive legal advice on the matter. So members, we received the responses from the department. We also have a legal opinion on the bill as presented. Now I will then present the report, and then so for the report to be adopted. Report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services. Report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services on the National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide, that is Bill B31B, 2022, Section 75, dated 8 March 2024. The Select Committee on Health and Social Services, having considered the subject of the National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide, Bill 2022, Section 75, referred to it, reports that this has agreed to the bill. Yes, that is it, that we've been flagged. Can you just make it, enlarge it a little bit? Can you enlarge it? Okay, can you move it on? To the process. Okay. Process. Okay, yes, process. The National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Bill 3B1B 2022 Section 75 was referred to the committee on the 31st of October 2023. The National Department on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities briefed the committee on 1st December 2023. Public comment was requested via various parliamentary platforms from 1st December 2023 to the 29th of January 2024. The committee deliberated on the written submissions on the 5th and the 8th of March, which is today, 2024. The committee finalized and agreed to the bill on the 8th of March, 2024. Therefore, the report to be considered by the Select Committee. It's over to you, members. Can we get a proposal?
Sir?
Thank you, Honorable Nkosi.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Chair, to your good self and the honorable members present in the meeting, the department, as well as the support staff. Chair, I would like to welcome the presentation made by the department and with all the clarities given to the committee. With that, Chair, I would like to move for the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Nkosi. May we have a seconder? Ntube? Honorable Ntube? Your hand is up. You may come in, Honorable Ntube. Honorable Chabaleng?
I second the motion for the adoption of this report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chabaleng. Honorable Chube, you may take off your hand. There is a seconder. They will have a mover and a seconder to adopt the report with the absence of any other movers or suggestions. Then the report is being adopted by the Select Committee, which is the Gender-Based violence bill, amendment bill. Thank you very much, members, for that we as a committee have finalized this amendment bill. Then we had 1 hour for this meeting. Honorable Tabelang is the old hand. Honorable Tabelang, Alec, phone Alec, is it the old hand? Okay. Now we're done with this process. Then we'll go to the second, which is the NYDA. We have 30 minutes for that. So we will start our presentation, and then where we then get to 9 o'clock, we will then refer the process to the 12th of March. If we're not finished by in the 30 minutes, we will refer it to the 12th to be finalized. Can I then invite the department?
Thank you, Chair. I had already prepared the presenter that we won't have much time, that he should focus on the important, pertinent issues that the Select Committee had asked the last time. Mr. Emmanuel Kanakas, can you please do the presentation? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you, Chairperson, and to all the honorable members. Good morning to the DG and the officials from the department, as well as the officials from the NYDA. Like the DG said, it is not our intention to take too much time. We have considered all of the input that has been received by the Select Committee on the bill. We have also provided responses to that, to those. I will just speak to a number of them for the committee's consideration. So we received substantive comments from the Western Cape Provincial Government, but also input from a number of individuals and organizations that were participated in the online submissions as well. We've considered all of them, and on this table that has been submitted to you as well, and those have been analyzed. So without much further ado, there were general comments received from the Western Cape Provincial Government around what they perceive as a lack of rural focus on the bill. They're saying that the bill is not speaking about the need to provide for targeted support to youth in rural areas. And in our response, we are saying that we believe that Section 5 of the Principal Act is adequate to provide for the agency to have a presence in the rural areas, which means that what is provided for in the principal legislation allows for the NYDA to have its offices in rural areas. In terms of collaboration with regional representatives, we are saying that the strategic plan of the NYDA is best suited to address this issue as opposed to putting it in a legislation. So in the strategic plan of the NYDA, it will speak about how it works together with, for example, economic zones that are in each of the provinces to ensure that there is a specific focus to each of the regions, as they refer to in the input. We know that there is also provision for partnership and collaboration with provincial and local stakeholders in planning and implementation and M&E of the programs. One of the input that has come through was that there's a typing error that was noted in terms of the word public erroneously being spelled as PUBIC. We've engaged with the parliamentary legal officer, and they've confirmed to us that is a typing error, can be corrected without necessarily delaying process of the bill. So that editorial change as well has been considered by the parliamentary legal officer. The DG spoke about us focusing on issues that were raised by the Select Committee last time. So in the last meeting, there were not really issues that were raised by the Select Committee which were requiring further amendment on the bill, right? Some of the issues that were raised, for example, were around issues of the rural areas being reached by the NYDA. And that is something that we've also addressed in our input earlier on. Now, I'll just touch on a few more input from the Western Cape provincial government. There was an input around how they proposed that the policy should be defined in the particular in the bill. And for example, they were saying that the policy should be referred to as a policy for the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. We do not agree with that submission because we know that the National Youth Policy is not a Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disability policy, but it is a government adopted policy, which is a policy for civil society, a policy for government, as well as the private sector to ensure that youth development is prioritized. So if we restrict the policy to one department in the bill, we will really be reducing its potential impact. So we do not agree with that particular input. There was also an input that says that the department must be defined as Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities in the bill. We are saying that if we do that, it will mean that if the youth function or the youth program is moved from DWYPD and maybe to Department of Youth and Education, for example, that would necessitate that the entire legislation be amended. So we don't want to have unnecessary amendments to legislation because of such a thing. So keeping a generic definition of department is what we advocate for. Moving on, there was an input that was talking about the definition of the integrated youth development strategy being in the original legislation. So what we're doing in the current legislation is to further define what is it that the integrated youth development strategy aims to achieve. So the original legislation was just saying that the IYDS or the strategy is a strategy as referred to in Section 5, but was not saying this is what the strategy is aiming to achieve. So in the bill, we're now making an expanded definition, which to ensure that we've got a more adequate definition of what is the strategy. So there was also input on Section 4 of the bill, where the Western Cape Office of Opinion was saying that there is currently insufficient detail regarding management of the National Youth Fund as it is provided for under the amended Section 5 of the bill. And it was their input that the criteria for the funding and allocation of funds must be outlined in the bill. So in our response, we are saying that we do not agree because the details of this fund need not be in the legislation. Like with any other fund, the details can be part of the founding document, which would be aimed at conceptualizing the fund's establishment. So that document, which speaks about the fund, will then be consulted with all the relevant stakeholders. So with that said, we do not need to include that in the bill. In terms of economic transformation, for example, we are saying to them that the meaning or definition of economic transformation outcomes have been included in the National Youth Policy, which is referred to in the bill as well. One of the input that they made was that there is no explanation as to why the word investigation is deleted from the bill. So we are explaining here that the word investigation is not deleted, but is rather replaced with the word research, because that is what the authors were intending to speak about, say that the agency must be able to conduct research. We know that the NYDA is not an investigating organization. In terms of section clause 5, the input that we're making here is that organs of state are legislatively obligated to report to oversight bodies, which we agree with. And then they were saying that we need not mention the PFMA in the bill, right? We need to explain further in terms of what the PFMA is saying in terms of accountability. So we are saying that we don't need to rehash everything that is contained in the PFMA. It is sufficient in our view to only refer to the PFMA and its provisions, so that even if the PFMA changes or any of the provisions changes, what is contained in the bill should still be sufficient. So if the PFMA says ministers must do this, and now all of a sudden we must change the bill as well, that would really lead to problems in having the bill in this way. So we are saying that reference to the PFMA is sufficient on its own. There's also a repeat in terms of the typing error that was there in terms of public, and we agreed with the legislative drafters that this will be corrected as well. So in terms of the section 7, clause 7 here, the input was that the qualification as to the information that is proposed to inform the purpose of the agency charter is noted, correct? And then they were saying that it is unclear why the plans referred to in subsection A must not only be determined in 12 months. So in our response, we are saying that the operational plan that is envisaged here is for the board itself and not an operational plan for the agency. So the board will be expected to have an operational plan on its own. The agency, obviously, in its strategic planning, as provided for in the National Framework for Strategic Planning and Annual Performance Plans, will continue to have an annual performance plan immediately at the beginning of each financial year. So I think that clarity was just being provided for so that the authors can understand the intention there. Moving on, I just touch a couple of this. Under amendment of section 10, there was a question here that says, as regards to vacancies arising, there's a possibility that the candidates on the previous list will not fall in the correct age category anymore. That may be correct, right? But I think in our intention, we're in our explanation, we're saying that the bill is providing for a scenario to instances where there might be resignations on the board, and then what to do in that case. The principal legislation was not providing any clarity as to what happens if there are vacancies. So this is a foolproof scenario which is being provided for to deal with issues where there are vacancies on the board, so that we know that if a member exits the board, that member can be replaced. If the board no longer correlates, there's a provision for that. So it is standard practice, even in all the other Schedule 3A agencies, to speak about what happens in case of resignations. So this provision tries to standardize and align with all the other Section 3A agencies or Schedule 3A. So as we wrap up the input from the Office of the Premier, there was a comment that speaks to the Umhlobo Youth Fund and that it should remain in the bill. And we are saying that the Umhlobo Youth Fund, or the transfer of funds from the Umhlobo Youth Fund, was a transitional arrangement back in 2008-2009. So right now, as we sit here in 2024, it is no longer applicable because that transitional arrangement has been implemented and applied. So the bill does not speak to the Umhlobo Youth Fund as that is that has already been arranged, as I spoke about earlier, as a transitional arrangement. We've noted some of the input that they've made around the issues of the roles of organs of state in supporting the agency, and also in terms of the promotion of youth participation, meaningful engagement. We're saying under clause 9 that the section 4 of the bill has been removed completely, and we've provided reasons previously when we were in the portfolio committee as to why principles of youth development have been moved from the bill to another section. So that has been already addressed before when we responded in the portfolio committee process. Now, that concludes our input there for the Western Cape provincial government. There were also other input that came through from individuals. Sadly, most of them were one-liners. Some of them would say, I don't support. Some of them would say, I fully support. Some of them would say, I don't support one or two areas. So I'll just speak to those that were substantive, because most of them were not providing direct input to the bill. So Mr. or Ms. Pakisi Serame would love to form part of the meetings and proceedings of the committee, since he represents young people with disabilities. And we are saying that involvement and consultation of stakeholders continues to be part of the NYDA service delivery model. So Pakisi Serame and all other members of society who want to participate in the processes can rest assured that the NYDA consults stakeholders across all its programs and interventions and services. So that will continue to be the case. Some of them were really politically urged inputs, which we will not be reading directly because they do not provide direct input into the provisions of the bill. So I think, Chair, with that said, we submit this input and response from the department. And I'm just scrolling down so that members can see that indeed a lot of the input would be speaking about corruption, this ruling party, that VBS, etc. So those are not directly speaking to what the NYDA bill provision is trying to speak about, and I'm sure they would be dealt with in a different platform. So, Chair, with that said, we submit the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much to the department, the DG and your team, for a very comprehensive report. This bill also being a 75 bill, we have received the response from the department on submissions that was received to the department. And I think on this note, before the next meeting that we have to join of the education, we are left with, I will round it up to say we are left with 10 minutes, because it's now 8:47 on my watch. So we will allow members to engage until up to 5 to 9. Then members will advise, the legal advisor will also have to give us some advisory, but let's allow for the next few minutes that from members for any clarities. Can we have any clarities from the members? Any clarities from the members? Can I just get one further clarity? Are there any amendments?
No, to the portfolio committee, the one that the portfolio committee endorsed. No, there are no amendments. Emmanuel?
That's correct, DJ.
Thank you.
I have invited clarities from the members, meaning in the absence of clarities from the members, we believe that then we are done with this process if there are no clarities from the members. And then I believe then one can then present the report, and then we then finalize this process in adopting the report. Just one second. Let me get, can we fly the report?
Chairperson, we will fly the report, thank you.
Okay, we're just waiting for the report to be flighted. Okay. Can we, yeah, I can see it. Okay, thank you very much, members. After deliberations, or after the response of the department, and report to be tabled in front of the committee, which is the report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services. A report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services on the National Youth Development Agency Amendment Bill, that is B13B 2022, Section 75, dated on the 8th of March 2024. The Select Committee on Health and Social Services, having considered the subject of the National Youth Development Agency Amendment Bill, B13B 2022, Section 75, referred to it reports that it has agreed to the bill. Then the process followed. The National Youth Development Agency Amendment Bill, B13B 2022, Section 75 was referred to the committee on the 5th of December, 2023. The National Department on Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities briefed the committee on 6th February, 2024. Public comments was requested via various parliamentary platforms from the 10th of January, 2024 to the 9th of February, 2024. On the 8th of March, 2024, the committee deliberated on the received written submissions, then finalized and agreed to the bill. So the bill is then the report to be considered. Can we then invite a proposal to adopt the report?
Yes, Chairperson, Ntsube here.
Honorable Ntsube, thank you very much. Propose that we adopt the report. Any seconder?
Honorable Nkosi, okay. Seconded.
Honorable Nkosi, seconded. Then, thank you very much to all the members. I think we have come to the end of our meeting for this morning, which was scheduled for eight o'clock, and then we are still in time that we could finalize these processes. Let me use this opportunity to thank the Honorable Minister and Deputy Minister in their absence, and also to thank the department for assisting the committee in terms of responses from the submissions from the and then also to thank all the members for their inputs made, contributions, and also to thank the support staff to assist us in terms of finalizing, in terms of these two bills, in terms of processing. With any further ado, that and then this meeting to be adjourned. On that note, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks,
Chair. Thank you.
Bye, danke.
Bye, danke.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.